We're here in King's Cross on Wednesday evening. Who am I speaking to?
Councillor Paul Braithwaite from Camden.
Paul, what are we doing here this evening?
We're paying our respects for the poor young student who is attending her first week in the new campus just in the middle of the King's Cross site. And we're standing at the corner of King's Cross Station, which is an absolute black spot for cyclists.
And Paul, you're a cyclist yourself. Do you cycle around here?
I'm very cautious in this area. I tend not to come through this junction because I've recognised for years that this is just systemically badly designed to threaten cyclists.
And TfL's known about the problems here for years. Why do you think they've not done anything?
Well, I've got half a dozen examples in the borough that I've been a councillor for 5 years. TfL acknowledged the need to improve various junctions, and they have not yet actioned any of the improvements. They seem to me to be dominated by bus people, and their absolute overarching consideration is to keep buses moving and sod the safety of cyclists and pedestrians.
As you know, on the website, we've been asking the question, essentially, is TfL guilty of systemic negligence, failure in duty of care, and therefore corporate manslaughter? Do you think there's a case to answer there?
I think there's a very strong case against TfL. They need a shake-up from the top down. They simply aren't taking cyclist safety seriously. There was another death, as I'm sure you know, on one of the superhighways this week.
We haven't got a superhighway here in King's Road. They can't seem to fit anything else on the roads. How do you think we can get to a solution? I can't quite understand how to get TfL to respond.
Sorry. Well, I've taken part in a lot of consultations around King's Cross, and one of the real things that both pedestrians and cyclists want is safe crossing of the Euston Road. Something I've observed in California is when they build a pedestrian crossing, it can be 50 or 100 metres wide. And I think that's what we want to see for cyclists and pedestrians for their safety here on the Euston Road. If it slows down the traffic and heavy goods vehicles, so what?
Thanks very much.